Customer for Life, an article published on the Daimler blog, written by Otis Hatton. Most of our first cars don't actually belong to us. They belong to our parents or another family member. Typically, your first car is a hand-me-down or something that you're just allowed to drive. When parents allow a teenager to drive a car, they look for something reliable and hopefully inexpensive, since we all know young drivers can make mistakes. Most new drivers don't get handed the keys to a Mercedes-Benz, but a few do. When I got my driver's license, my father was retiring around the same time. Instead of him buying me a car, he handed me the keys to a 1976 Mercedes-Benz 300D. At the time, the car was almost 30 years old. If you know anything about older cars, then you know they can show their age at any moment. One morning driving to school, a moment happened to me. I was about halfway to school and the car stopped running at a red light. I had my best friend in the passenger seat and he was panicking because we had a final exam that morning and he thought we would be late for school. Immediately I called my father and he told me to call Mercedes-Benz Roadside Assistance. I remember saying, "Dad, this car is too old. They're not going to help me." He told me, "Mercedes-Benz doesn't like to see their cars on the side of the road, no matter the year." We hung up and I called Roadside Assistance. The woman I spoke with treated the situation as if I were in the newest S-Class. At that age, I didn't know what good customer service was. I just knew she was super nice to me. Within what seemed like a matter of minutes, there was a tow truck from the local dealership pulling up for help. I told him that it was an important day at school for us and that we were worried that we might miss our exam. Instead of loading up the car and taking it directly to the shop, he actually loaded up the car and went out of his way to take me and my friend to school. Luckily, we made it on time and didn't miss our test. This was my first face-to-face experience with the Mercedes-Benz brand. The employees were just providing their driven-to-delight service, not realizing they were creating a customer for life and the future employee. Today, I'm the telecom mobility analyst for Mercedes-Benz USA. I've always wanted to work for the car company since I graduated because I believe in and trust Mercedes-Benz as a brand. Ever since my first experience, I fell in love with the company. My friends know it's all I talk about. I currently drive a 2000 Mercedes-Benz S430. My dad and I are not the only ones who are convinced of the brand. My mother purchased an ML350, and my sister owns an E350. You never know how providing delightful customer experience to any Mercedes-Benz customer can shape someone's future. My dad still has that car today.